Now, a former New Plymouth mayor has criticised the council for lack of transparency over why its chief executive is absent from his post. Craig Stevenson, who earns about $370,000 a year, is on leave for an undisclosed period following an emergency council meeting last month. Our Taranaki Whanganui reporter Robin Martin has more.
The behind closed doors meeting set up an investigation subcommittee to look into what is believed to be an employment issue. The elected councillors employ a single person, the chief executive. Andrew Judd was New Plymouth mayor between 2013 and 2016. He says one of the most important relationships a mayor has is with the chief executive.
So into my time as mayor, I can only refer to that, and that is we rolled completely transparent because it's not a private organisation, it's a public entity. So to sit back and see all these sort of resignations and changes, one would have to question what's potentially going on in that relationship and in that office.
In recent months, the New Plymouth Council has lost its deputy chief executive and head of infrastructure to senior management jobs elsewhere. Its head of communications, Jacqueline Baker, has stepped in as interim acting chief executive. Andrew Judd says it will be a difficult time for the council's 700 employees.
All things like this filter through the whole team, not only politically and in the community, but through the staff. You know, you're thinking, what's happening? Why are these senior managers leaving? And it would appear the council, through its minimalist approach to responding, makes it look worse, makes it look like you're hiding something. Having your comms person at the get-go then become the full-on CEO, it would raise my eyebrows.
He says Jacqueline Baker's elevation will have upset councillors outside the executive grouping, who know the details of what's happening, because the CEO is normally appointed by the full council. New Plymouth businessman Max Brough stood unsuccessfully for mayor in 2019. He's worried about what the exodus of top talent means for aspiring councillors at the upcoming elections.
It indicates to me that something's not quite right down there. We've got now this chief executive on leave. Can't say anything about that, obviously, but a lot of good signs for an incoming council, what they might have to grapple with. It's probably a little bit of a hospital pass in some ways, because all the technical expertise has departed the building from the top.
Max Brough says the uncertainty about the chief executive's role is unsettling.
Now we've got the number one man who's had a very good scorecard for the last 3 years. He's up and left, or he's suspended, or I'm not quite sure what the situation is, because there's no word coming out. So it can't be a good situation.
But he reckons with the council in a spot of bother, appointing the PR manager to the top job in the interim could prove a masterstroke. The current mayor, Neil Holdham, declined an interview, but in a statement backed the council's senior managers.
NPDC has a highly capable leadership team which has a history of growing executives into chief executives and outperforming many larger councils in terms of quality of services delivered to our people and value.
Neil Holdham endorsed Jacqueline Baker's appointment.
Council has full confidence in our acting chief executive Jacqueline Baker and our award-winning senior leadership team to continue to effectively manage the organisation and deliver for our community each day, every day, 24/7, 365.
Chief Executive Craig Stevenson says he's unable to comment.